Book One, From the Dead. People say things like, it wasn't supposed to go this way, and this isn't what I wanted. They're just making noise. There's no such thing as supposed to, and what you want doesn't matter. All that matters is what happened. Georgia Mason.
I honestly have no idea what's going on anymore. I just need to find something I can hit. Sean Mason.
My name is Georgia Carolyn Mason. I am one of the orphans of The Rising, the class of people who were under 2 years of age when the dead first started to walk. My biological family is presumably listed somewhere on the wall, an anonymous footnote of a dead world. Their world died in The Rising. They didn't live to see the new one. My adoptive parents have raised me to ask questions, understand the realities of my situation, and, in times of necessity, to shoot first. They have equipped me with the tools I need to survive, and I am grateful. Through this blog, I will do my best to share my experiences and opinions as openly and honestly as I can. It is the best way to honor the family that raised me. It is the only way I have to honor the family that lost me. I'm going to tell you the truth, as I understand it. You can take it from there. From Images May Disturb You, the blog of Georgia Mason, June 20th, 2035.
So George says I have to write a mission statement because our contract with Bridge Supporters says I will. I am personally opposed to mission statements since they're basically one more way of sucking the fun out of everything. I tried telling George this. She told me that it's her job to suck the fun out of everything. She then threatened physical violence of a type I will not describe in detail, as it might unsettle and upset my theoretical readership. Suffice to say that I am writing a mission statement. Here it is. I, Sean Philip Mason, being of sound mind and body, do hereby swear to poke dead things with sticks, do stupid shit for your amusement, and put it all on the internet where you can watch it over and over again. Because that's what you want, right? Glad to oblige. From Hail to the King, the blog of Sean Mason, June 20th, 2035.
Chapter 1. My story ended where so many stories have ended since The Rising, with a man, in this case, my adoptive brother and best friend Sean, holding a gun to the base of my skull as the virus in my blood betrayed me, transforming me from a thinking human being into something better suited to a horror movie. My story ended, but I remember everything. I remember the cold dread as I watched the lights on the blood test unit turn red, one by one, until my infection was confirmed. I remember the look on Sean's face when he realized this was it. It really was happening, and there wasn't going to be any clever third-act solution that got me out of the van alive. I remember the barrel of the gun against my skin. It was cool, and it was soothing, because it meant Sean would do what he had to do. No one else would get hurt because of me. No one but Sean. This was something we'd never planned for. I always knew that one day he'd push his luck too far and I'd lose him. We never dreamed that he would be the one losing me. I wanted to tell him it would be okay. I wanted to lie to him. I remember that. I wanted to lie to him. And I couldn't. There wasn't time. And even then, I didn't have it in me. I remember starting to write. I remember thinking, this was it. This was my last chance to say anything I wanted to say to the world. This was the thing I was going to be judged on, now and forever. I remember feeling my mind start to go. I remember the fear. I remember the sound of Sean pulling the trigger. I shouldn't remember anything after that. That's where my story ended. Curtain down, save five.